In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We welcome in the first of three Washington Post staff members. Barry Zwerluga is a late booking at 8:20. He's coming on after Nikki Javala, and Chelsea James joins us at 9:20. But Nikki Javala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post, joins us now. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. Wow, you really picked like the worst one first. Jeez.
No, not at all. Please, you're short.
Oh my God.
Short selling.
It only goes up from here. It only goes up from here.
We appreciate having you on. I know today is going to be a crazy day for you guys.
By the way, has anything happened yet? I mean, like, what? How do you expect the day to go?
I would expect there be a lot of time spent on Twitter, just watching the trickle of news of guys that have been let go. So I would imagine it starts soon if it hasn't already. I think this regime gets things going pretty early, as we saw with the Cade York trade at around 7:30. So, yeah, I would imagine it's underway already.
Can you remind us, they didn't sign York to a multi-year deal, did they?
They traded for him, so he already had a deal.
Yeah.
He already had a deal with the Browns, 1-year deal.
Okay. So if they do find a better kicker with a better resume, they could conceivably, even though he's supposedly done nothing, I assume he's made most of these kicks. He obviously went 2 for 2 in the game. If they saw somebody markedly better, they could easily swap him out.
Oh, absolutely. And they have the number 2 spot in the waiver claim order through week 3.
Which is huge.
And Cade York, it's huge. And Cade York, that trade, they gave up a conditional 7th. The condition is he has to be on the roster at least 2 games. So they could carry him through the opener, move on, and never give up a thing.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So that's very possible.
Nikki, we were discussing this earlier. I'm looking at your column that you share with Sam Fortier, where you projected the 53-man roster. You have the Commanders keeping 4 running backs. You have them, obviously, with Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols and Kaz Allen, cutting Chris Rodriguez, and EB was mentioning that could potentially happen. How has he fallen out of favor with this staff? He's only been there a couple of years now.
I don't know that he's really fallen out of favor. I just don't think he was viewed in the same regard as the previous one. They picked him, in the 5th round, I would say? They had a 3rd-round grade on him, they said. But this staff has clearly viewed a lot of their picks much differently. Mm-hmm. So I think all the moves that happened today are just the start. I think there will be another wave of moves through waiver claims, potential trades. I think there will be multiple iterations of their 53 before we get to the Tampa game.
Hmm. Yeah, looking back on the Jahan Dotson deal, how surprising is it for you heading into camp? Everybody assumed this guy's going to be the number 2 receiver. Was there something beyond his lack of production in the preseason?
I think he just wasn't the great fit for what this organization was looking for, what this regime was looking for, not the same type of player, and they're sort of loaded at slot. So they were getting offers for him and decided to move on. The only surprising part to me, honestly, was the fact that they sent him to Philly. Mm-hmm. They said they got multiple offers for him, which kind of speaks to the level of offers they were getting. If they essentially sent him to a division rival and only upgraded a mid-round pick and got 2 sevenths in exchange. So that was a surprise for me. I mean, on the surface, the move shouldn't have been that big of a surprise. I mean, it's an underperforming, undersized receiver who was perhaps overdrafted at the start. Moving on from him isn't that big of a deal ordinarily, but this is a former first-round pick. There were high expectations, and then you send them to one of your biggest rivals.
Yeah, it's very strange. So just at the receiver position, McLaurin, Brown, Oz, McCaffrey. All right, that's four. I think Crowder will make it because he returns punts. Now, I know they've tried to use other people during the preseason, but I think Crowder will be that guy. That's five. Talk to me about a couple other receivers that you think have a shot. Does Bryant have a shot to make it to the active roster, or do you think they'll try and stash him on the practice squad?
Byron Pringle?
No, Bryant. Martavis Bryant.
Oh, Martavis Bryant, yeah. I still think practice squad is probably more likely for him. And I think they bank on the fact that, you know, he was out of the league for, what, he was released in May from the Cowboys, didn't play an active game then. And even so, nobody picked him up. So maybe they feel like that he could clear waivers despite having a fairly productive two games in the preseason. So I think that would be my guess. Mm-hmm. But they do need a bigger body receiver, and there will be some on the waiver wire. Like one,
right,
like that came out yesterday, who's expected to be cut, is Tim Patrick from Denver. He's dealt with a number of big injuries, but he is a bigger receiver and sort of a deep threat, and he's good when healthy. So guys like that, I could see them totally looking at, and I would think that means Bryant ends up on practice squad, but we'll see.
Where did Javon Davis do enough? I feel like he did to secure a spot. But then I hear other people feel like there's still some possibility that there could, you know, maybe he doesn't end up there on the roster. Where do you feel he is at this point?
I think he makes it. The only way I think he doesn't make it is if they decided to trade him. And I do think he definitely has value. I would think, anyway, I shouldn't say definitely. I would think he has value. I mean, just because of his potential. Mm-hmm. And that's largely the appeal to this group with him is, you know, here's a sort of a freak athlete. You know, can we mold him into this edge rusher? And I thought he did really well, you know, sort of transitioning to the edge and really taking to the TJ. I think what they really liked is just how he embraced the transition. Like, he really went all in. You could see him after practice working extensively with Ryan Kerrigan and Darrell Tapp. So, like, he really put in the work. And even by NFL standards, he is pretty rare to find a guy that size with that kind of speed and power. So I would think he has value, but I also think he has a lot of value to this team, and they kind of want to see where it goes. And there's not a whole lot of risk there. I mean, he's on an expiring deal. If he does great, you try to keep him. If not, you move on.
Right. You know what struck me, and this is bizarre because it was the third game and it was a lot of the backups and guys that won't be around playing, but I felt like they were super aggressive defensively, and I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a totally different defense than that sort of passive style that Jack and Ron have had here for the last few years. It was the closest thing to when Greg Williams was here that I can remember, and this was friggin' preseason. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm not an X's and O's guy. I couldn't break down any film with you, but I just get the sense that they're going to pressure, and they're going to need to because our back end ain't great.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And that's sort of the hallmark of Dan Quinn's defense. It's sort of it's this attacking style. Mm-hmm. And even though we saw mostly reserves in preseason, we did see the starters in the joint practices, and it was the same. It was impressive. Like, the way the front got after the Jets, I mean, in particular, in the second half of that workout was when they looked the best, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
John Allen, Deron up front. So, yeah, I think I do like how this group does seem to know how to utilize the talent they have. I feel like most coaches say we want to get the best out of our players. We want to tailor the system to our personnel. Not all of them do it. Mm-hmm. But you can really see that this group is. You can see it with the positional changes. It's not just Jamin Davis. It's Dominique Hampton moving from safety to linebacker. It's finding ways to get the most out of Mike Sainer still, who I think could move around all over. I think we could see him outside at corner more. He's played a little bit there, but I think he's capable of playing all over the secondary. Their safeties, you get Chin. I think he's going to be a key player back there. Luvu, who's sort of a hybrid linebacker. So they understand how to maximize the value of these guys, and you see that in the way they play.
Nikki, you have two more of Ron's rejects on the offensive line not making the cut. Stromberg and Daniels. Talk about how underwhelming they were. And how worried is the front office and the staff about Brandon Coleman being ready for week one? Because I know they're counting on him.
Yeah, I'll start with it. I don't know that anybody really understands the Braden Daniels pick. I mean, didn't understand it when they selected him and still don't understand it. I mean, it felt like it was a struggle to get him on the field even early on in camp when they were scratching the bottom of the depth chart at O-line. So I don't know that it would be a terribly big surprise that they would move on from him. He's just, I don't know. They're just not the right fit. I would say he's just sort of a raw player who's not quite there. Stromberg, I wasn't sure how they would view Stromberg just because of, I mean, he dealt with an injury almost the entirety of his rookie season. But I, you know, he too hasn't gotten a ton of time there. They could keep him on as sort of a guard at center. But I think if they do initially, it would be just to get him through the first 24 hours before they see who's available on the wire. And then what was the other one?
Oh, Brandon Coleman.
Yeah.
Brandon Coleman, yeah. I heard that they're expecting him to be ready for week one, but we'll see. I mean, it is for an offensive lineman to be dealing with a shoulder pectoral type of injury, not great. Mm-hmm. He missed the entirety of the preseason, and even if he is healthy for week one, do you want to start him right off the bat, having not worked against any other opponent and not really doing team drills for the last 3 weeks? Hmm. I don't know. But there does seem to be more optimism there than maybe I initially thought.
Nikki, can you guess, because I know they're not showing you guys a lot, and now you're going to see even less, right? How's this offense going to look? Like, I'm pretty confident that Jaden's going to be pretty studly, and he's going to do some dynamic things for us. But, I mean, like, I feel like they haven't emphasized Eckler at all. And if he's just a high ankle sprain, heel away from being last year, you know, 2 years ago's guy, I mean, we could have one of the best offseason pickups. Maybe I'm getting carried away here, but I mean, just like 2 years ago, he's considered one of the best, versatile backs in the game. We haven't highlighted him at all. Brian Robinson looks like he's running as good as he's ever run here in Washington. I don't know, like, what kind of offense are we going to employ here?
Yeah, I think health is going to be the key for this group no matter what. I mean, because so many of your key pieces have dealt with injuries in the past and their best play has been, you know, a couple of years behind them. Zach Ertz, another one who's looked great in camp. Eckler's looked great in camp, but it always comes with the caveat of can they stay healthy? I think they have a chance to be good. I won't go so far to say great. It would be awesome if they totally surprised me and proved me wrong. But, you know, there are some.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Concerns, at least to me. I mean, obviously the line, especially at tackle, both sides really. Because it's not just the starters there, it's the depth. There's not a whole lot there. And that's where you really hope they pick up some guys on the wire and just really sort of bolster the group. But I don't know that Jaden has enough skilled players around him. Terry is Terry, of course. Again, Zach Ertz looks good when healthy. Eckler looks good when healthy. I think Brian Robinson is still sort of underrated, in my opinion, just because he has shown to be a really good pass catcher, even in camp and preseason. And I think he can be more versatile than, you know, this team is, you know, in the way this team has used him so far. But, you know, we don't really know what they have in Diami yet, because I think Diami has generally peaked in training camp. You need to see it more consistently in the regular season. And the other receivers behind those two are sort of unknowns, you know? Like, Luke McCaffrey is still sort of raw. Olamide has looked great. He's a veteran. But in this scheme, we don't know. So you'd like to see them get more size there. So it's, you know, I say this and I hate it because it's vague, but I could see them looking similar to Houston. I could see them being 4-13. You hope, obviously, that doesn't happen, but this is sort of what this team is. They're a total unknown. And I think they kind of like that they're a surprise and people don't know what to expect.
Right, Nikki, right. Thanks so much for the time. We know you're going to be super busy on cutdown day. We do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's Nikki Jabvala. Follow her on Twitter at Nikki Jabvala throughout the day for updates. Coming up next, we'll talk to Barry Zwerluga about his latest column in the Washington Post about the potential of Juan Soto's return to the Washington Nationals.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.